At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. With me this evening, Big John.
What up?
Well.
What up, guys?
What's up, Brother Kyle?
What up? And I quote, if I don't give you a bag with it, that's our ass, Popeye's lady.
Best quote of the century right there.
came from the real world.
Straight out the
people
horse's
cuss
bodies.
Like
really? Oh yeah, they hit you in like, Popeyes. They'll be like, yeah. What you want?
Yeah.
You know, I bought the chicken sandwich. It comes in a nice little yeah. like, keep it warm sack. Yeah. But she didn't give me the bag. I was like, this is fun. You know, just a little chicken sandwich bag. But I guess it's a rule. It's got to be in the bag. So if you walk out of here with that not in the bag, that'd be our ass. Pretty much.
Ooh.
Respect.
I guess closest thing, and it's probably different. I don't know what kind of FDA law that may be, but you know, if you go buy a alcoholic beverage from a gas station, they have
no matter what, it's got to be in a bag.
Yeah, it's got to be in a bag.
And try like if you got a gas station,
I have to remind them sometimes.
I'm like, I need a bag, please.
Yeah, we gonna both go to jail.
Yeah, buddy,
can't have that.
Because won't you go to jail too if you like the employee?
It's a fine. I don't know about jail.
No, they'll put your ass in jail.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Same way with bartenders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you serve somebody underage, they'll come throw your ass in jail.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. That's one of the downfalls of being a bartender.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know, really.
You got
100%.
Check everybody. I mean, yeah. It's just,
that's what I, like, how does that work, though? Let's say they had a fake ID.
What if it ain't even fake? What if it's just old and this is a guy from Florida that don't look nothing like the person like I used to use?
I'm sure it's case by case in there.
Yeah, area. I mean.
Remember that?
Yeah.
At Danny's.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah,
but another Danny.
Yeah.
I never had a fake
Florida. It was fake. It was real person. It's like, I don't need it.
My 21st birthday, I had to have a fake ID because I didn't have a driver's license. They got suspended. I got a DUI like 4 months before my birthday, my 21st birthday. So yeah, I was.
That sucks.
I had my driver's
he
license.
Asked for it. Fast and Furious.
I got it on his birthday.
I didn't start fucking up until after I got
it. It was
older,
a great present, man.
It was. Him. I know.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done it early.
Yeah, I wish I would have got it young. That way it wouldn't.
Oh, it worked out perfect. I got a youthful offender. It was great.
Yeah, didn't have to do shit. Didn't have to go to no class.
Oh, no, I had to do everything. I had to go through the whole thing, but to get it off my record, I had to do all that.
The dude trying to beat Dom from Fast and Furious and Pickens in Reform by the sprint mark.
He couldn't. If I'd have kept on, he wouldn't have caught me, but I was like, oh, well. Yeah, it was.
Should have just ran it.
I should have, but I saw the blue lights way on back, and I was like, and I pushed it, and I was like, no.
Nah. Better not.
Fuck it.
Don't want to get a felony eluding here in Pickens County.
I spent the night in the worst jail in the world.
They probably fed you deer.
They fed me something that tasted like ass.
Deer jerky.
I've heard a lot of stories about the Pickens County jail.
Oh, it's like shit that. Food,
it's
dude.
Rough.
It's the worst food of any jail. Like, I took some prisoners there when I was transporting prisoners that were here from all over the United States.
Uh-huh.
And we had to house them in Pickens County jail. So they had to get arrested in Pickens County to be put in the jail.
Yeah.
They were bitching about that, first off. They had to get a new arrest report for just being put in jail overnight. Mm-hmm. And then I came back and got them the next day, and they were like, man, they fed us something that didn't even look like meat. I'm like, hey, I don't know, man. I'm like, I'm from here. I'm like, I've never stayed here. I've heard stories. They're like, man, don't ever make us stay here again. I'm like, hey, I'll try not to, man.
0 out of 10 would not recommend.
Oh, you been?
I was there.
Reform, yeah.
I was there. That was Carrollton.
Yeah, Pickens County.
Well, you got arrested in Reform.
Right? Yeah, and I was not far. I was like, I was almost home. I was not far.
Way it always is.
You got to take me all the way back.
Yeah. You know what's talking about Willie going? Willie.
Yeah.
When he left your house and took the wrong turn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Took the wrong turn and went to jail?
Pretty much. If he would have taken that wrong turn, he probably wouldn't have, you know.
He went left instead of right. Right goes to Fed, left went to Reform.
Yeah, he went to Reform.
Oh, yeah, they was just waiting on his ass.
That'll get you to jail.
They were just like, oh, let's get this motherfucker.
Yeah. They went left. Yeah. Did it not look familiar?
No, I mean, this is all brand new.
We always had some good times, so it didn't matter. So,
man,
rest your soul, man. Miss you, man.
Yeah,
happy birthday. I'm glad I didn't get in trouble in Pickens County. God, because then I'd have stayed in that Pickens County jail.
Man, I drove all the way from Tuscaloosa. I don't know. I mean, I was flying faster than I was.
You wouldn't go the back way. 171, 159?
Man, I got that confidence.
Man, I was.
Confidence. I got this.
I had a half a bottle of vodka in me. I didn't care.
I got this shit.
Driving drunk is my freedom.
Yeah, it was on his birthday. If I'd have just kept his birthday gift, I wouldn't have went, probably. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. We won't go that far.
It was
far
a sleeping bag.
Yeah. I just kept the sleeping bag.
It was in the camping.
I was using the camper?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fun times.
I've ran from the cops once.
Ran from them once?
Ran from them? Nice. I fought them.
Fought them?
Yeah.
Golly.
That's epic.
Yeah.
That's next level. You see it a lot now, is there was a female cop. I want to say it was probably out west, like Oregon or maybe Washington.
Yeah.
And the guy proceeded to whoop her ass. So she goes for the gun, and she fires, and then misses, and he disarms her, and she's running, and he takes her out. Then, two cop cars loaded down, like SUV style, pull up, and they made him... Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That ruined your weekend right there.
It's going to ruin life.
Ruin your existence.
Yeah, I was coming back from Columbus to Millport, and, you know, with four lane, all I saw were blue lights. I was like, fuck. So took that quick right, go through the neighborhood, and I saw lights coming behind, whipped off in that graveyard on the right on Old Reform. Cut the headlights off, watched them go by, watched them come back. I went on about my business.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, it's been more than 10 years. You're good.
Yeah, how did jail down here catch on fire?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
that's a good question.
That is a good question.
I never got any answers.
Yeah, they never said how it caught on fire. They just said that it's under investigation that inmates set the fire.
I mean, how would they have something to set a fire, you may ask yourself.
You can smoke in Lowndes County.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vape.
Yeah.
Do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got... Lowndes County is a Class D. They got people staying years in that motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
In jail. Have you been there?
Nah, yeah. I spent the night there a few times.
No one in y'all like been to jail.
Like an Airbnb.
Like in there, jail. No.
Like,
no.
What's on my commissary?
Yeah, like, I got anything on my commissary this week? No.
Damn.
Like, life. Like, I'm living it.
Hey, here we are.
Here.
Here we go.
I've just been in holding tanks.
Me too. Yeah. I didn't even make it to the holding tank.
My second time I'm gonna resign.
I ain't got enough of that, dude. I'm done. I'm not doing the shit again.
I nice my way out of it.
Man, my second,
I tried to. It didn't work.
My second time was like, I
let you park your truck. that nice
juice. That's nice.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't get my vehicle
to because that'd have been $400 more at least.
Easy. Yeah. Shit. Second time I got like the VIP treatment the second time I got arrested. It's weird. Just
for better or worse.
It was cool, but it sucked at the same time. I was getting arrested, but I got arrested for a VPL, which if anybody doesn't know about that, I lived in a dry county at the time, so I couldn't have alcohol. And anyway, so I got caught with alcohol. And anyway, I got arrested in a town that I worked in. The cops knew me and shit. And he was like, come on with me. And he got let me sit up front with him. I'm getting the car.
I rode shotgun.
Yeah. And he's like, here, hold my gun. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay. Holding the gun. Yeah. He's like, hold my gun. Like, he had like a shotgun or whatever. He's like, here, hold this. And I was
Is
like,
it the dudes from Pineapple Express?
I was like, okay. Yeah. That was pretty much what it was.
No, it's the other one. Superman.
Yeah, Superman.
Yeah.
Nick Lovin.
Yeah. And then it takes me in and everything. I'm sitting in like the front lobby. I could have walked out. I could have just got up and walked out if I wanted to, really. But I didn't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah, so like, I just sat there.
And then he calls me. He calls in the back and goes, all right, come on. He's like, yeah, stand over there. And I stand there to like get my mug shot. And he goes, what are you doing? No, over here. And it was like, oh, okay. And he's better come over here. I got behind the counter. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I was like, this is weird. And then he goes, he went to do some stuff, and he was like, hold on a second. He went to the back, and he come back, and he goes, night's your lucky night. You get to sign your own bail. I was like, what?
What the hell is going on?
Okay. And then he's like, you got somebody you can call? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, you're good. You're good to go. I'm like, that cost me more of my DUI. Yeah.
VPL.
Yeah, VPL.
Violation of prohibition law.
That's it. That's bullshit.
I didn't know what it really.
That was exactly it. Yeah, you did it right.
Did you have this alcoholic beverage?
In a toolbox in the back of a truck inside of a cooler. That's what fucked me up. It was in a cooler. If it wouldn't have been in a cooler, I'd have been all right.
Was it? Is that intent?
Yeah, because it was intent to drink. Basically, it was ready. It was iced down, ready to go. So
if I have,
yeah, in a dry county, don't do that.
If you have like a six pack and you broke one off.
Yep. That's it. If it's not in the original casing or in a brown paper sack unopened, then, yeah, you're screwed.
I didn't know about the meanwhile, in Columbus, you can drive with a 24-ounce.
Yeah, open container law, like whatever. Yep. Yeah. As long as you're not over the limit, you're good.
Columbus is awesome. This is a little Florida.
Yeah.
It truly is.
It's a mixture of Florida, Memphis, and Chicago, and... We do have
daiquiris now, so it's
Louisiana. Yeah. There we go. We got a little bit of everything. Yeah.
You can go to that tobacco beer place over there by the grill.
It's got a drive-through.
Ding, 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 ding.
In California, we got dispensaries popping up left and right.
Dispensaries everywhere. Like, it's crazy.
Man, we're just like a little bit of everything right here in Columbus. Why not? Come on down.
Catch you in Columbus.
Catch you in
Columbus. I never talked about that.
Never did.
Yeah.
Never did.
That's the new slogan from the.
Is this like on WCBI commercial?
So is it taking part of the Friendly City or?
That's.
I don't think it's going to take its place.
They're getting away from that style marketing of calling it the Friendly City. It'll still be known as, but when you think Columbus with the Columbus Visitor Bureau and, I mean, everything about Columbus is going to be. Catch you in Columbus at the hotels or at the visitor center.
Yeah, that's going to be like catch you in Columbus. How about that? Yeah.
You know what a girl at a store called it to me the other day?
I don't.
Keylumbus.
Keylumbus.
I've never heard of that.
Keylumbus.
Yeah, Keylumbus. Keylumbus.
Yeah, Keylumbus.
Keel?
Yeah, I've heard it called Keylumbus.
With the double L.
Keylumbus. Never heard that.
Keylumbus. Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. Ouch. We having fun here.
I mean, tonight could be the night, but I've never had really an issue here.
Yeah, for real.
That one time.
Go to the gas station by Lowe's.
You will have an experience.
Yeah.
I mean, just hang out.
There's some characters here. They ain't gonna lie.
I know the characters. Near the golf place right there. This is broad daylight. This is like 1 PM on a Sunday. I think I told y'all about this guy. He was walking shirtless, stumbling, two steps forward, yeah. three back, left, right, try again. And he had a bow, like, stringed up, but thrown over so he could carry it, and had a quiver over the other shoulder.
Do you have, like, a classic bow?
Yes.
Yeah, like, old school, like Robin Hood.
Like he's, yeah.
like some cat in
Zelda. Okay.
Yeah.
Like he's Link.
Yeah, he's Link, yeah. And I was like, what are we doing?
Long-ass bows.
What are we doing?
He was having a good day. That's all they were doing. He was like, yep.
You think he was on that trank?
That would be the kind of person that I... You know how, like, Trump, he just went on Theo Vaughn's podcast, and we talked about the cocaine story, which, brilliant. I would love for someone like that to interview Kamala. That would be good. Then
can we get more trank?
Yes. Trank. We need trank.
Or that fentanyl. I saw my first victim with that in Fent the other night.
Saw somebody on that Fent.
Yeah. Cowboy John saying it gangster style.
You got it up.
On that.
Well, that's how he orders it. It was downtown Fent, and I went through a... You know, the little Sprint Mart in downtown Fayette?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At that traffic light, I had to go to the ATM, so I took a left. All I saw was girl's ass bent over in the car. They stayed bent over. So, like, 30 minutes later, I went to that gas station.
That fentanyl shuffle.
that ass she still made it in the car, but, like, doing that shit like she was on that Kenshaw, Pennsylvania Avenue or whatever that place is.
It's Philadelphia.
Yeah. It's Kennesaw, though. So it's like...
Kennison.
But, you know...
Delaware County.
Yeah.
That slow motion.
Yeah. Got that nod going. Yeah.
And nobody knew it.
Yeah.
I went in there and told the lady. It's like, y'all know somebody's messed up right there. Like, the window's right there.
That's just Sharon. Leave her alone. Yes.
She went part straight. She's here every week. She went part straight. She's part like that.
Hell yeah.
But I didn't want her to kill anybody or kill herself because you wasn't going to drive.
I won't say his name out of respect, but he's no longer with us. I know y'all too. Y'all went to school with him. John, you may have knew him, I think, after we get off. But there were many a times toward the end of his life, he would show up at the one stop when I still worked there, and he would park at the gas pump. And I would just, maybe he's on his phone. 30, 45 minutes would go by. I would walk out there, yeah. knock on the glass, and have to wake him up. And what, I think he, in the latter part, I think he ran through at least 2 gas stations.
Damn. And,
like, that was before fentanyl.
Yeah.
He was just, he liked the pills a little too much. But, like, seeing people like that, just zombified.
Yeah, fentanyl, trank or whatever
Shit.
That is.
Yeah,
I know
fentanyl.
Trank's a thing, too.
Yeah.
That horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, do it.
Ketamine. Ketamine. Yep. I want some of that. Ketamine's yeah. fun in the right doses.
You gotta do it suppository style. Get that.
Is that true?
Yeah,
you gotta get somebody to do it for you.
I mean,
you gotta
just did bumps.
Do each other.
Do the butt plug style.
Oh, God.
Get the vibrator option.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, get the vibrator
option. Vibrating fentanyl.
Sweaty socks.
Yeah.
Time of the year.
Dead leaves on the dirty ground.
Loving it so far. Feeling it coming
through. They already got
Still 98.
Halloween yep. stuff out, man.
Oh, they've been out. It's been out since July,
dude,
man.
I know, dude.
I'm loving it.
Well, there's nothing in between July and Halloween.
Exactly. It's like right after the 4th of July is when all that shit gets in. Yeah. We're going to get raped with Christmas for too much longer, though.
Yeah, Christmas will be out in September.
Yeah, like next week.
Yeah.
No, you got to let Halloween get through.
No, they don't let
that
happen.
They don't let it happen. No.
Well, it's going to be Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah, you'll see Halloween, and you'll look over and go,
dude, when you go to the Lowe's gas station, go to Lowe's and check out their Halloween shit.
Oh, yeah. Lowe's don't play. They got the, rockers. You seen the
go get one of those
skeleton rockers.
Those 20-foot cool. high... Little Grand Reapers you can put out in New York. Go get one.
I've been wanting one. I've been wanting about 5 or 6 of them.
But it looks like $500 worth because it's huge.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah. They're 20 foot.
Yeah, they're
huge. Up there.
There's a lot of people have them in Memphis.
The one I would want, though, is like 6 foot, but it's like Grand Reaper playing electric guitar.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what does that got to do with anything? I like it, though.
That's pretty nice.
I got the drummer, too.
That's just yard ornaments, man. You leave that up all year.
Yep.
Devil worshiper. Dress it up as Christmas.
Yeah, so. Dress it up with a little Claus. Santa hat on him.
Yeah, gotta do that. Well, that's what I do with all mine around here.
Thanksgiving, having them holding like a turkey.
Yeah, I'm holding a turkey instead of the guitar.
Take the guitar away. Valentine's Day, give them a bow and arrow.
Go get that dude's bow.
Yeah. Yeah, find that dude with the bow. Yeah,
yeah. There we go. Not only that, temperature changing, dead leaves on the ground, college football. Brother Cobb, man, what's your takes on some of that?
Here we go.
What's my takes? Oh, man, I love it. I've been beating up on people like I'm a Bama fan.
What's up?
I mean, this 70? Is nice. 73-3. They came out with they didn't even play 15-minute quarters the second half. They made it down to 10.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I guess both coaches got to agree on it. I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's new to me. That must be a new rule.
Maybe Auburn scored
That's the mercy rule.
Yeah.
It's like, we got mercy rule in college football now.
Auburn, fuck. Bama's cooking. Where do they end up? It's about like the same, wouldn't it?
63-0.
TJ Finley, shout out to you. Play a Bama three times in three different teams. Do you know that? TJ Finley, big dude. He used to play at Auburn. Overtime, Iron Bowl.
Wow.
Played at LSU. Mm-hmm. He's played at LSU, Auburn, Texas, little Texas school. Now Western Kentucky, and played at Alabama three times. He can't get away from them.
Come on back.
And
try to get that Tuscaloosa dumpling.
I think the comments that I would make about the Bama game is looks like we still have snapping issues.
For real?
Yeah, there was a couple of bad snaps
at Ohio State.
And that's one of those positions that never gets talked about if you do your job.
That's the captain of the line.
If you never hear anyone say anything about the center, you got a good center.
Dude, I was by myself watching them. I went to watch that Alabama game because it was a little get-together. My Auburn get-together got canceled. We going to North Georgia.
You know,
so I went up there and watched. Well, it was kind of background because it was Alabama practice.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed Auburn practice. Golly, this is nice.
What did you like seeing about it the most? Was it those receivers or just in general? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, we got some receivers now. And Auburn was scoring at will. It was like, they had scored three times in the combination of like 2 minutes.
Running, passing, everything was just working?
Yeah.
That's great.
It's like Jarquez, Cowboy Quez, first carry, touchdown, 37 yards.
I think, like, Auburn will probably be the dark horse in the SEC West.
I can't tell. SEC's so good.
Every team's so good.
Dude, Alabama-Tennessee game's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Tennessee's good. That quarterback they got now, Nico Vamalariora.
Florida still. Florida's got a long way to go.
Florida sucks.
Yeah.
Who do you think they should get for coach? That dude ain't going to make it.
You don't like
it.
Crystal Ball?
It ain't Crystal Ball. That's Miami.
That's Miami. That is Miami.
His name, Napier.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy.
That could go. Why don't they bring back Jimbo back to Florida?
Jimbo? Jimbo sucks.
Yeah.
It might be better than Napier.
It will, but, like, if you're Florida, dude, go get somebody. Why don't they go get Urban Meyer if you're talking about Jimbo and stuff? Let's have Swamp Kings 2 on Netflix.
Do it.
Did you ever watch that? The funniest thing about that story was that bar on campus at University of Florida was, what was his name? Was it Hernandez?
Oh, Aaron?
Yeah. Tebow would go with him to that bar and just drink lemonade and be like the most polite Christian young man. And he's hanging out with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
And the story is they left that night. Aaron left his tab open, and they were making a big deal about not going to let him leave because tab's open. And Tebow, being the guy that he is, went back and paid for it. But like the story was, he seemed very embarrassed about being held up like that.
I was watching it, and there was a locker room scene, you know, locker room talk. It was cussing, you know, just the awfulest stuff.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and I said, y'all watch y'all's mouth around that good Christian boy like that. And somebody else I was watching was like, I was thinking the same thing. Man, that is, those dudes were crazy. They was like MMA fighting in the locker room. Like, a coach is like, y'all get down. Tap him out. I mean, he was making some dogs, Urban Meyer. They were good, too.
Worked out for him.
There we go.
Yeah, Georgia. What do you think about the commentary on Dabo Swinney right now? They're saying if he continues to refuse to adjust to NIL and the transfer portal and stop trying to do it old school, that Clemson is going to be continue to be,
left be farther all right. and
farther behind.
Clemson sucks.
There you have it.
Yeah,
he's done did too much to get fired.
True.
So you're just stuck with him. And it's just, hey, you're going to go 8-4, 9-3.
Just accept it.
It's
not Trevor Lawrence anymore. And who? Deshaun Watson.
It's Cade Klubnik. Cade Klubnik.
All right. Florida State, Georgia Tech. Didn't you do a pre-warning on that? That you thought
outside Georgia, here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I told you.
Yeah, it was Georgia Tech's probably going to win.
I almost called that South Dakota State or Colorado. North Dakota State. Yeah, because that's a Division II team that's like a dog.
Yeah, they're the
best. Any Dakota in that division. Cowboy John, come on, man. Man.
You don't have to. You got more respect to it again.
Carbore got some heat to it.
Yeah, Carbore be warming you up, man. Shit.
Why do you homeless people sleep in it?
I'm calling Nebraska covering the spread against Colorado. I don't even know what the spread is, but I think Nebraska's going to be like this. We're getting there now. After the decades. Yeah. Nebraska was a powerhouse when we was growing up in the 90s, too.
Cornbread fed.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Had that
corn fed line. Yeah. Eating that corn. Had that big line. They beat the dog off Florida in the national championship one year. So I bet it my stepdad in that game won $5.
Spurrier.
Yeah, they beat him like 72 to 10. Good grief, he said.
Good grief.
What about them Mississippi State? Jeff Lebby or whatever. I mean,
nobody cares.
They're there.
What about that old Miss?
Nobody cares.
They're
over there, too. Shit.
Seven, 77-0?
Furman. I saw
footage.
Playing
Furman.
Yeah. I saw footage of the first beer snake in the crowd. I'm glad to see that.
Here's something
back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what a beer snake is?
Yeah.
The cups.
Yeah, where they just stack them up.
And
yeah.
Be going up like 40 rows.
Yeah.
It's team effort.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a whole stadium to make it happen.
Can.
Yeah, can. Stack them. Yeah. Yeah. Racks on racks.
There you go.
I'm going to go ahead and get my flowers.
Oh.
Where they at?
Over there, I think. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Always got them.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Here they are. Football's back. Here's your flowers, Vanderbilt.
Hey!
Anchor down! Not a little SEC anymore. You represent.
I'm doing it up.
You had them Hokies come down here in your house. Think they're going to disrespect you? No, we anchoring down. Burn the ships. We coming to take it. We are the Commodores. We're more than just smarts. We're football now.
We're more than baseball.
Yeah. And weird basketball courts.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one where it's kind of
anchored down, man.
Yeah.
They beat Virginia Tech. That was a good ACC team.
Mm-hmm. Probably the best behind, Miami?
That dude they got for quarterback for Vanderbilt, he pretty good. And honorary flowers to a player. I think the best player in college football right now, Travis Hunter for Colorado.
Both sides of the ball.
And now he's like...
Oh, he's playing both sides?
Nice. Now they're like... Oh, he's playing both sides last year. He played like every play, though.
He played every play.
And he was a quarterback. That's what his main role was. But now experts are like, this dude needs to be a receiver in the pros.
Yeah.
He's a receiver. Did you see that catch he had?
Yes. Unbelievable.
They got some pretty sweet uniforms, too.
I was just about to say that. They usually have some pretty cool ass uniforms.
They may win four games, but they're gonna look good doing it.
Black and gold, dude.
Yeah, like, just you can't miss.
You got black in your main color.
Yeah.
You're cooking.
Vernon.
Yeah.
Vernon. Winfield.
The Saints.
Winfield. Yeah.
The Saints.
Yeah.
They're kind of plain.
Yeah.
There's,
could they more?
Yeah. But I get these black pants going. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Anything else to do with the sport talk?
Best thing about college football season is Rotel.
I had some Saturday. Yes, yeah. Last night.
I told you, dude.
Gotta have
I was going to ask, did you have any Rotel at your football party?
And just about everybody has a little bit.
It wasn't a party. I called it a party because I was joking about it right up to the party.
Man, if it had Rotel, it was a party.
It would have been a party.
It was like parrots.
That's all that matters.
And some people put sausage and hamburger. The people put sausage, hamburger, meat, and cream cheese, they are
the next
level.
Yeah.
Does Munson have a television? So, no college football action there.
Huh? I don't do that. You got to walk up the road to do that.
I want a TV at the back bar for that.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
It can. It'll mess up the motif.
Yeah. Can't do that.
It's college football season.
Not right. Hey, man.
It's WNBA season.
It's Rotel season.
Mm-hmm. Look, Caitlin Cook.
You're having Rotel pizza.
Hey, yeah, that's what should be this season, this special, man. Like some kind of Rotel pizza.
Rotel pizza.
Go for it.
I made a Chick-fil-A pizza.
No.
I had the Chick-fil-A. Well, their sauce as a base, fried chicken fingers, pickles.
Oh, the Nashville Hot?
Yes.
That's the one? Yeah, that's good stuff. It's a little too spicy for me,
good
man.
Good service.
Yeah. I'm finding in my old age that...
They got to turn the dial down.
Spicy can't happen anymore.
Oof. Haven't quite gotten there yet. it's gonna hurt my feelings when that does.
you just gotta suck it up. I'm having some of that liquid diarrhea.
I'm a spice whore.
I was eating something spicy, and I'm like, you know what? This doesn't even taste good.
We had a guy come in last night. Ordered wings and we were out of them. I walked up there and he was still at the bar.
Pissed off.
We're out of wings. He's like, well, what else can you do? I'm lactose intolerant. I said,
got a bowl of cereal.
It's like, this ain't a doctor's office, man. This is a pizza shop. I don't know what you want.
Pizza with no cheese? I mean, what you want?
I tell you what, I'll air fry you up some chicken fingers. How about that?
Yeah.
Had it with ranch. What's the base of ranch?
That's dairy. Mayonnaise. That's 100% dairy.
Make it make sense.
Oh, I never thought of that.
He's lactose intolerant.
My brothers are. They got to have that almond milk, man.
Yeah.
So they can't have, I think they're getting ranch. I think ranch is a little...
I don't know what the ingredients are in ranch.
It's kind of like getting the liquid
death. It's in the name. Buttermilk ranch.
Yeah. Butter. Yeah. Milk.
Why do they have to put buttermilk on?
Milk.
Well, they have non-buttermilk ranch.
Yeah.
But it's still a dairy base, though.
I guess so.
I mean, you know, they got multiple flavors of ranch. It'd be like one's ranch, one's buttermilk ranch, one's dill pickle ranch.
Sure.
Dill pickle ranch sounds nice.
Everything's dill pickle.
Yeah.
Damn sunflower seeds.
Yeah. They are good.
Damn Popeye's dill pickles.
That's too much work.
Don't play.
That's how I look at sunflower seeds. Too much work.
Yeah.
For
just a little bit of excitement.
Yeah. And the meat's not, or the nuts not even that good.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's busy work, man. It's something good to do when you're driving. And
if you have a habit.
That you do when you drive, it's a good alternative.
Yeah.
Wasabi peas are good, too, for that.
That's
our point.
That'd be good.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't like chewing gum, so I just seeds. But wasabi, that one,
I like chewing gum. Wasabi peas, dude. Try that out.
It's pretty tasty, too.
Hell yeah, you can't stop
eating
them.
You ever, well, you said you don't like hot food anymore, but I was about to say, yeah, you can dice them up a little bit.
No. It's hot enough with just the wasabi.
I'll just stick to them blueberry almonds you got over.
Man, the blueberry almonds so good. I wish I could find them again, dude. I swear.
I can hook you up. Let me get them. I can hook you up.
We got the plug over here.
Fat Walmart got that remix, so they brought them back. I don't know why that happened. Yeah. Stuff went missing.
Awesome.
Remix, remodel. And now they're back.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
Dude, get some for me next time you're in there. Those motherfuckers are so good.
Shout out to my mom.
Yeah. I was like, what do you do at night? Y'all like stock shelves? She's like, no, we put stuff together. We put like this little table together.
Why don't they reopen overnight?
I don't know.
I thought it was going to happen. I guess not.
Dude, I love going at Fit. Well, you know, they redid everything, even outside. But I just like watching people like, why did they do this? I don't worse than that.
I'm having a meltdown. Like, oh, my God.
It's so, like, look around.
Just look around.
It ain't like the bread's going to be over there by motor oil. Yes. You know, it's going to be like... In this area somewhere, this area is going to have this stuff. This area is going to have this. You know what I'm saying?
They are kind of making Walmarts look like Targets, though.
Yeah, but you can have a clue of where this item's going to be by looking around, seeing the surroundings. Yeah. Like,
no,
I mean, there's signs above
it. The ice cream's in the shampoo.
Oh, yeah. I think the frozen pizza's over in the bicycle section.
Yeah.
They're just really trying to figure out where they're going to stand and talk to their...
I'm old, and let me talk to you. See that thing on Facebook and block the aisle with our buggies?
Mm-hmm. Both of them. I mean,
are you checking license? Like, what's up with
this? Like cock it to the side to you, where you can't just like get around. It's
did you see so and so on Facebook? Yes. I don't know about her.
I'm like, I just need a
Facebook. They're talking about Facebook. They're on that dope.
Yeah. They'd be doing it.
They'd be dying.
Some of that old people do.
Purple and blue.
I'm going to take 3 of the purple pills this morning.
You need to take that red pill and get out of that matrix.
Follow that rabbit, bitch.
I have conversations with people around that age, dude. It's so funny because it's anything on the internet is still true for them.
Yeah.
You see that? It's called sarcasm or anything. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, completely out the door.
Yep.
I can't believe it. I like when it's like Biden was president for 8 years. He's like, Trump's about to get back in. He's got this act where he's going to come in and do this. I'm like, dude, how did QAnon get in your algorithm? You're 80. He's not coming back.
It was a Facebook group, bro, Bob. Someone very similar to that.
Yeah. Take it off, Cowboy Joe.
No. I don't have another hat with me tonight.
That train of thought ate him up, and so to join the group, you had to be from Fed or Lamar County. And you also had to pass a 10-question quiz by him about the Constitution.
Damn. I hear him. That's a true patriot.
Yeah.
I passed the test.
You did. Are you in it?
He's in the group now. There's like 26 people in the group, and he posts like 15, 16 times a day, and it's just straight QAnon.
Wow.
Awesome.
I'm not leaving.
I'm here for the show.
I don't interact, but I do watch it.
Don't pay attention to me, boys. You just go about your business. Yeah, I'm just sitting
there. I'm just here.
I'm here for this fire. Man, I remember.
I would ag it on.
I remember him from when you were a pastor. This is great.
Get in there and spice things up every now and then.
What do you think about flat earth?
Yeah. Hear me out.
The what?
I believe
even hot dog.
What'd you say?
Hot dog earth.
Hot dog earth.
I believe in Rotel Earth.
Yeah.
Rotel Earth?
The ice caps have melted.
Leaving Taco Bell
ice
earth.
Balls.
Hey.
Talking some language.
I will be having Taco Bell tonight. Thank you very much.
I had it for lunch.
That boy is fueled off Taco Bell.
I've been taking it
runs
back.
Off water and Taco Bell.
Water, Taco Bell.
I mean, comes out like water. I mean,
why
not?
Don't really mess me up like that, man.
No, man. Once you get used to it, it don't fuck you up anymore.
Oh yeah, just the bell.
It was just like Subway lettuce.
I stopped eating Subway after that sandwich turned into a brick.
Yeah.
You don't like them yoga mats?
Mm-hmm. Yoga mat wrapped in a. Mm-hmm.
It does do that.
Yeah. Ever since that happened, allegedly. I wrote it off. I haven't eaten shit from it. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Even their pizza, it shamed me.
Usually when I leave here, it's cookout across town. Love Subway.
They don't have the Hungry Howie things open or whatever that pizza place is
that
called.
That thing's empty.
Godfather.
I can go get a roller dog.
Hell yeah.
Dude, those are the shit.
Those on plate.
And their burritos. Their burritos they have. Yeah. They're good.
Yeah. We talking nonsense.
They got some salads and shit over there.
I've had one of the salads. They're all right.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah, it got to be more open than that when you leave here. I ain't going to lie.
I'm not trying to go across town, though. I'm not
dude, McDonald's is going to be open. Taco Bell going to be open.
Sonic? Yeah. Man, the last time I left here was 1:30.
Oh, well, that's true.
That is true.
I couldn't tell if he was making fun of me, but when I picked the comedians up from Memphis and we were driving back to Columbus, they were just making observations.
That's not... Awesome.
So they saw, go by like four gas stations in a row and they all have fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, y'all eat a lot of fried food at gas stations? Some of your best lunch meals are going to come from a gas station.
Man, oh, yeah. Yes.
And this is the kicker. Like, every time we would pass a gas station, Mike would be like, how's that chicken?
not as good as their Hunts brothers.
Yeah. That came up, and I was like, you'll see brand names.
Yep.
Hunts Brothers or Chicks.
Yeah, I think I saw a TikTok pop up one time where there was somebody up north who was like, I realized about people in the South, they eat at gas stations. And like somebody chimed in, and they were like, yes, we do. And it's probably some of the best damn food you'll ever have, better than any damn 5-star restaurant you ever have up north.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right. I got some good shit. We stop at a place in Tupelo. I take my parents there every week, and I told them, I was like, we're going to eat this gas station. He's like, okay, we're going to try. And guess what? We've eaten there for the last damn 6 months. every week
we go.
What are they specialized?
I mean, they got everything.
And three sides?
I'm a blue plate guy.
Yeah, pretty much. They've got everything. They got chicken tenders. They've got ribs. They'll have like something that they switch every week. It's something different, and then they have all their sides, and it's on point. I mean,
man, get some cabbage, some turnip greens.
Like three people eat for $20. It's
three
like,
pork
yeah.
chops for $5.95.
Yeah, well, they don't.
We
play.
Have a there's a gas station in Starville. It's the Texaco as you come into town.
Yeah.
You can go in there at lunch, and they do. Gas station barbecue. There is a guy out in the parking lot grilling up.
Oh yeah,
barbecuing. Dude, I'll go in there about 2 in the afternoon after lunch. Maybe I'm a little hungry. Go in there and get some rib tips.
Mm-hmm. You don't even get a bone because they fall off before you can get to it.
Yep.
Hand it to you. Oh, whoop, yeah. There you go. Bone's gone.
Do they got seaweed salad?
No, you got seaweed salad.
You do have coleslaw. Yeah, coleslaw.
I forgot about Alan and the yummy teriyaki.
Yes.
I went by there and like, oh yeah, bubble guts out.
it cleared me out.
Yeah,
they got that seaweed salad.
Yeah. Hooked it up.
Is that what I ordered?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I just like saying it.
Uh-huh.
It's fun as it.
I say that sounds
reminds
like some
me of
Salamander
salad.
I want to go back and try it, dude. The food was good.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I think it was.
I wasn't a big
just
fan.
Just that time. I mean, my car died.
Tastes like healthy food.
Tastes like healthy?
Yeah.
I'm trying to eat some of that gas station fried chicken you're talking about. Dang seaweed salads.
Fair
and
enough.
Rice.
was good. Though.
Mid.
Yeah.
Well. And then there's a, you got the barbecue place, the north side of West Point, and there's a marathon in Starkville. If you go there, get their livers. Get their gizzards.
Yeah. Livers and gizzards don't play.
What are you doing? Trying to go fishing?
God, fuck that.
Yeah, you don't like that?
I don't eat that shit.
I'm right there with you, man. I'll take it. I'll take it all day. I like gizzards over lizards. Lizards.
It's a little chewy.
Gizzards over, yeah.
What is a gizzard?
A gizzard.
That's like a turkey neck?
No, not quite. Turkey necks ain't too bad.
I think it's nuts. Right?
No, it's in the guts.
Have you had chitlins?
It's in there.
Have you had chitlins?
I have had chitlins.
I've had chitlins.
How's that?
It's not bad.
Not horrible. It's not as shitty as you think it would be.
I've had raccoon.
I've eaten raccoon.
Man, I've had possum.
You've had possum?
Yes, I've had possim. I've had squirrel. I've had rattlesnake.
I've had squirrel.
I've had turtle.
I've eaten some snake.
I've had, of course, alligator, of course. I mean, I've eaten a lot of weird-ass fucking shit.
How's that possum?
It's good in a stew.
I mean, it laid there. I wasn't sure if it was... I wasn't sure if it was alive or not.
Where were you for possum?
What's your favorite part? Well, snakes really don't have parts. But if I had to guess, this is probably...
the center.
It's me.
Yeah, it's the middle of the snake. I don't know.
How's that squirrel?
I don't like wild game meat.
But it all tastes the same.
I mean, I'll try it. I'll
bet
try
you like deer jerky.
I don't. Yeah, I don't like
deer. Really? You got it from the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah. You got some good stuff.
Well, they had the is from the gun, like the little jerky gun that squeezes it out.
No,
and makes it all manufactured. Look, you can't do that.
No.
You gotta get it from the redneck. It slices it.
Yeah, you can't.
With its own.
You
knife.
Can't get it. Look like a Slim Jim. Yeah, that ain't right.
Like jagged little pieces.
Yeah.
You always get.
Yeah, or you had that one big piece that's like this long and.
Yeah. It's half the bag.
Yeah, that's like.
Man, that's redneck crack.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a guy that comes to the shop and sells jerky every week. He like $20 a bag.
God, yeah, that's Jack Links.
Yeah, but. I've got it from a processor place. I'm like, this ain't hitting on point. Like everybody, like people I know.
Yeah.
Now I have eaten some of that man's jerky. It's on point. I mean, it's good shit.
Like uncles, like golly, you're better than a processing place. I didn't even want none of their jerky no more.
Well, speaking of jerky, yeah,
changing.
Speaking of jerky,
Jerky Boys.
No, I got Dime of the Week here.
Dime of the Week.
Well, this one is more of the dime of the decade, though. To be honest with you,
is it the chick that's gonna play in Beetlejuice?
No, it's not. It's not.
AOC.
She's top notch, but this one right here is probably the hottest girl on the internet, in my opinion. And she is Canadian. Makes me want to drive up and get some French fries and gravy,
and stay. What do they call it?
And stay for the gravy.
What do they call that? It has a name.
French fries and gravy. I
don't know. No, it has like a legit name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forget what it is. Golly,
I don't know. But anyway, she's also a hockey player.
I don't know who it is.
And she's also a just beautiful, gorgeous model. Anyway, Michaela Demeter. If you're not sure who she is, look her up.
Demeter.
I might be butchering that last name. I doubt it. Let's see here. As soon as I show y'all, y'all gonna be like, okay, no, that's not it. I think I got it. Yeah, there she is. If I can get it to there, there she goes.
Right. She's too perfect.
Oh yeah, she is. She is perfect.
She ain't taking notes.
Here we go. Yep. Let's just see here. Here we go.
That looks like something that AI built.
Yeah.
She's right up there. Right up there. But she's also a hockey player.
It's nothing unique. I mean, she's just like, hey, you're like perfect.
Yep.
Get a scar or something.
She took the internet by storm and just went with it, you know. Like,
I think that's natural.
I believe it is.
That's all hockey, athletic.
Yeah, she went with it. Anyway, that's dime of the decade right there.
Dime of the decade. Let me see.
And that'll be the end of our program. Good grief.
Yeah. I wish we had like a... You remember
I wish we had anything like that around here. Yeah.
Watched a good movie the other day.
What'd you see? What'd you get?
It was a Sasquatch something. I can't remember the name of it. It was on Netflix. It was.
Was about, it handheld?
Was it Harry and the Hendersons?
Was it found footage?
No, it was about Sasquatch. It was about like a family of Sasquatch.
Family of Sasquatches?
No words. They just grunted and shit the whole time.
Was it filmed in West Virginia?
I gotta get the name of it.
You
it's
were
so
definitely
good.
High. When we
no,
that.
No. No, it was so good.
Oh, hold wow. On. Okay.
You've got to get this.
Cowboy John's movie of the week. Sasquatch Exist.
Sasquatch Sunset, dude. Got to watch.
It's on Netflix?
It's on one of the streaming
services.
Yeah, you got
to see what streaming's on.
What was it on?
Is it horror? Or is this a family
Hulu.
Movie?
It's on Hulu. I've got that.
Is
right.
What
dude, it's
category so, is it?
It's comedy. Okay. It's absolutely comedy. All
right.
But yes, oh my God.
not a word in it?
Not a word in
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No humans.
No humans. That I remember. I mean, yeah, I was a little high. But
have y'all seen that Redneck Harry Potter AI video yet?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, we'll pull that. I recommend that. It's on YouTube. It's around like 300, over 300,000 views. But AI nailed it.
It's going crazy.
There's a video of him like flying on a broom
yeah.
over a swamp. He's just got he's got like a Bud Light.
Doing it up. Yeah, yeah. Well, that reminds me of, I mean, I think last time I talked about the Steamboat Willie. Like that. Apparently, there's a different one. This was Mousetrap that I watched, and that was, I guess, the first one with Mickey.
Yeah, Mousetrap.
Mousetrap. Yeah, but apparently, there's a new one called Screamboat that's coming out.
Oh. Cool.
So this one might be a little bit better. And there's also
a Bambi one coming out.
A Bambi and Peter Pan.
Cars.
Make it stop.
Peter Pan and Neverland is what it's called.
Okay.
I don't know. I think
so,
it's going
to
be something more.
I don't boring. Know. Disney have just gotten so damn old that now it's like, hey, anybody just kind of, they can just pluck them out. But anyway.
Damn.
So we got
folk music. Anybody can do them.
But for now, we do have Beetlejuice coming out this
Where
week.
Where is so. Alice in Wonderland? That'd be the one to do.
Well, they've done that a few times.
Yeah, that's been
That done. Was The Matrix, remember?
It's been done to death.
That's about to have the 25th anniversary, so it's really re-releasing in some theaters.
Yeah.
The Matrix?
Yep. Yeah.
You also did a Coraline.
You're old. You are old.
Yeah.
You were old.
Take the red pill.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's like genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
Would Perfect. You live in the Matrix?
How you
would
know
you take the red pill and eat the slop?
I would.
I know the steak's fake, but it is delicious.
I guess I
Must
would.
Must have been air fried.
If I was, you know, in a pretty decent situation and just existing, yeah, I wouldn't care. Because we're living in the same
We're here
anyway.
Already.
I like this young dude. You know how we'd be talking about living in the goo, like in the Matrix, where he wakes up out of the pod and he's got the goo. I was asking, like, dude, you could live in like your fantasy. Just put the VR headset in, lived in the goo pod, let your muscles deteriorate.
John was adjusting his goo pod over there.
Yeah. He was like, I would probably do it. I was like, I like your honesty. And he's like, I would be like a...
But you got the COVID vaccine too, didn't you?
No, he didn't. He's just a regular person, dude. I like him. I mean, it'd be hard to go live in a fantasy.
Yeah, well, I mean, what if like... If
you got old girl there.
Old girl there.
Thanks.
Just serving you up. All like,
right. I'd have my own
what
goo
else
pod
do you
then.
Want? See? I mean, you have dreams and be like,
I mean, why not?
Yeah, awesome dream, and you wake up and be like, no, I'm not awake.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back in it.
Go back to sleep.
I've had some not so awesome dreams, too.
I love when Dane Cook had that stand up.
He's canceled or something, and then he died.
Yeah, he didn't die. I like Dane Cook. But he had that one CD where he's talking about if it's an awesome dream, you're like, no, I did not wake up.
Yeah.
I was making out with Cindy Crawford. But if it's a nightmare, you like,
please wake up.
Go back to sleep and write, like, it's like a giant crab's waiting on him.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a giant crab, he's waiting on me. Right back to it.
Mm-hmm. It picks up where it lies off, that's for sure. Anything else to do?
I don't know, man. I got some of your Wednesday decorations down at Lowe's, too.
All right.
You want to go do that?
Not really. I mean,
man, I
really do like Jenna, but still, it's not that serious. we do have some Beetlejuice coming out this week, though. So
it's already coming.
Yeah.
It's his last day to wear white.
Yep.
Last day to wear white.
I don't have any problem with that because everything I have is black. I had a guy like he.
The macabre.
It's weird because I don't know. I had a guy who's like. He said, "Why do you always wear black?"
They
like,
say that about
and,
me at work.
And you know, I could have easily went to the easy thing. Answer and be like, "It's my favorite color," you know. But no, I was like, "You want to know why I wear black?" I said, "Well, it's because I suffer from two conditions. One, I'm OCD, so everything in my closet's got to match. It's just what it is.
In your closet?
In my closet, everything's black. I mean,
are you a serial killer?
Like seriously." So
weird.
You never know. And then I also suffer from obesity. So therefore it kind of hides some of the rolls and some of the jiggly, you know. So that was my answer to the old guy. So it was kind of funny.
The old guy.
He was an old guy.
Yeah. I wish we had
always wear black. We're going to do a little color. I'm
like, should have been like, because I worship the devil.
Because I fought
the Hell Santa.
Santa is coming.
Santa is coming.
Santa.
Just playing. That would have been an awesome response, though.
Yeah.
And just be absolutely serious.
Just like,
absolutely serious about it. I wish we had it. You were watching Family Guy.
Santone.
And it had the new segment for Peter Griffin. What grinds
my gears?
Wish we had that.
Yeah, we could bring that in.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Say
what's
it.
That?
Say it.
We gotta find out a name.
We can all say something that grinds our gears right now. I'm pretty sure we can go across the line.
I don't need nobody else showing me their 4-minute TikTok videos.
Thank
wow, 4 minutes.
Yes,
I'm sitting there. Like, look at this. I'm like, okay, that's interesting to you or funny to you. It's not doing a that's what it does to me.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Just holding your phone. Like, okay, I don't want to watch
And this. I see that little line. How long can it be?
Like, damn.
I don't know TikTok. How long can one be?
I mean, there's some that can be up to 10 minutes on them.
I see that little line of how much is left. I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, man, I am not interested.
That little line's not growing as fast as I thought it would. That's what she
watch
said.
It. Well, you missed it. You ain't paying attention. I was looking at the game. I was trying to watch Oregon. You missed it. You ain't go. Well, I'm going to rewind it for you.
I hate when somebody shows you a video on their phone and they're like, look at this.
And just hand. Watch. And look at your face.
Watch as you watch it.
Yeah. We'll see
You're not laughing. You seeing it?
Yeah. You seeing it? You want me to turn it up some for you?
What grinds your gears?
Oh, that?
Okay.
Yeah.
That. What grinds your gears?
People parking at the gas pump but not getting gas.
I do that.
You remember I used to. It's only at Reform Sprint Mart because this parking's jacked up anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I got like 8 spots and somebody's going to park in 3 of them with 1 car. And it's so.
I think, like, the things that's been aggravating me lately is whether I'm in the grocery store or in a drive-thru line, kind of like what you were saying about Walmart earlier, is I don't know how people just go somewhere and they don't have a fucking plan. Like,
get the fuck out the way.
Yeah, you're in the middle of the aisle looking at different flavors of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Or you're acting like you're in the McDonald's drive-thru. The menu hasn't changed in 50 years.
I ain't never tried this new fancy place. What is this?
You would like me if we didn't know each other, because if I'm going to look at like that long, I just go
inside. I go inside, yeah.
What does the Big Mac come with?
Do you ever order from the kiosk at Taco Bell, man?
All of them. Every time.
I have done
it.
I've done it twice.
I did it the other night.
I did it on my
phone. Know, when you
order
do it,
ahead.
It ain't no fun. That ain't no fun at all.
Oh, I love it. I already got my order
in right now. And you they want your like a name and a little first last. I was Carlos the other night.
I give myself a weird name.
But you don't get your rewards and put your actual thing in.
Okay. I like
you gotta have my
rewards is the guy saying Carlos.
Carlos.
And I'm clearly not a Carlos.
Yeah.
Si,
senor.
Si, senor.
Si.
What else really grinds my gears?
Mario.
Mario.
It's a me.
It's a me.
This is a gear grinder. People at the gas station, let me give you a little tip. If I'm getting a canned drink, don't palm the son of a bitch on top like you're palming a basketball. My mouth goes there, dude.
Wipe that off.
Well, you know it was bad. A dude that did it the other night has this going on.
That's all he had going on.
He did it with his nub, and now that thing's probably just sitting in the fridge and getting thrown away because I'm just thinking nub residue. If I'm going,
you can wash it.
It's in my mind, dude.
Grabbed it with a strong hand.
I was thinking more like crab.
Yeah, my strong hand.
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm thinking it, but I'm like, God, did you gotta palm that with your nub, dude? Come on.
Yeah. It's like someone serving you a glass of water and I just put their fingers
into
up.
It. Here you go.
Did you do that when you worked at the one stop? Did you palm people's canned drinks?
No, I grabbed it from the side.
Like a sane person?
Or not touch it. Like, if you wanted a bag, well, I would give you a bag.
His little scanner thing, his little red laser scanner thing was right there, so he's trying to find a little barcode.
It's
like, later, dude.
I like the people who, this is the opposite of a grinding gear, but gas station. I like it when I go in somewhere and the gas station attendant and the customer know each other. And they're, they'll get in.
Chit-chatting?
Yeah, but, sometimes it's heated.
Yeah, that's good.
You little bastard, what the hell you do over there?
Why were you in church this morning? Yeah.
Missed you at church this Sunday. Where was you at?
I prayed for you.
I was at work.
Thank you.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, well,
what grinds your gears?
Mine, people don't use blinkers. That bothers the shit out of me. You don't use a blinker. You know how much shit you could avoid if their people use their blinker? How much time you could save? I don't know. That's just me. People don't use their blinkers. If you don't use your blinker, you're an asshole.
What about somebody that texts while they drive?
I'm okay with that.
No,
use your blinker.
Dude, I'm talking about getting behind them and they're driving about 48 and all of a sudden
they're going 90.
All of a sudden, I guess they sent that message off and they're 90.
Like, oh shit, there's somebody behind them.
I gotta respond again.
I play games.
We'll go back down to 40.
Well, if you go 60s.
I dated a girl that she would sit her iPad up over the speedometer and watch Netflix while she was driving.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's watching The Office.
Yeah, oh, well, shout out to her.
Getting it in. You know. I'm binging. Binging and driving.
I rode her two times, and after that, I did all the driving.
You sit over there with your iPad.
Yeah, you sit over there, kid.
She's got to get some of that Mr. Ballin on YouTube going. That's what I do. She ain't going to watch Mr. Ballin. She's just a dude talking.
Yeah.
With spooky background.
There you go.
Once upon a time.
Old gear grinder.
Yeah.
And people at the gas station that hold the door open for you when you're damn a mile away.
Come on, that door. Hold that door.
Hold the door.
No.
Hold the door.
I'm talking about holding the door open for me.
Yeah.
And you clearly, I'm 15 feet away.
I'm like, I'm not walking any faster.
I might not even go in that door.
No, just
get up to it and turn.
I talked about this on here before. Thanks. No, just get on your phone and send a text. All right, like you're doing it. Close the door.
Or turn around. I forgot something in the car.
I don't want a speed walk because you held the door open for me now.
Yeah, I'm not running for the door, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Football is back. A leaf fell.
We got some fallen leaves out there.
Two leaves.
One day this week.
A little breeze, you know.
One day this week, we ain't getting out of the 70s.
Oh, that'll be
hell high
is 76. One day.
That'll be the only day until.
And it may change tomorrow.
Until
Christmas. It may be high was 76.
Nope.
Nope.
98.
98.
With 87% humidity.
Al has X. You got to follow Stone Cold. He's cat dad now.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. It's just awesome to me.
He's a pothead too, man.
Oh, I love. He's got Poncho the cat, and I forgot the other's name.
Oh, does he give him a beer?
No, he's just cat dad. He's a lovely little cat dad.
He doesn't drink anymore.
Even after
he drinks that Broken Skull Ranch.
Yeah, his beer.
Yeah.
Man, you remember Iron Sheik? RIP to that guy. He was a great Twitter follower.
Yeah. I miss that.
Somebody still runs it.
Yeah. It's about the same caliber. It's always calling the Hulk the jabroni.
Yeah. The jabroni Hulk Hogan.
I got some fake Chinese account that I follow, and she calls out like OnlyFans girls.
Yeah.
It's like, this problem with America. No shame. You slut. No honor. Ancestor look down heaven. See, slut granddaughter. Much shame to family. And I've seen it 100 times, and it gets me every time.
Yeah.
And what I've said, I want to go to Japan. Well, Nina, you don't go to Japan. They have honor there. They don't like whore.
Like, wow. All right. Japanese whores? I mean, all right. I'd be like, yeah, I'd eat that and be hungry another 20 minutes later.
MSG. All right, anything else?
No.
I think that's it.
Do the football movies next go around.
Uh-oh. Got the countdown.
Oh, y'all want 10 or 5?
BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.